As soon as they were done with sex, Jimmy would be nice to her again, and it was worth almost anything to have him when he was that way. When he was feeling all right and didn't have anything to prove, he was the man she'd fallen for so hard. He was the one who could make nearly any woman believe whatever he wanted. It's easy to forget what you do in the dark, if you need to. Jillian knew that other women thought she was lucky, and she agreed with them. She'd gotten confused, that's what had happened. She'd started to accept that love had to be like this. And in a way she was right, because with Jimmy, that's the way it did have to be. Jillian was so used to having someone get her down on her hands and knees first thing, she was so ready to be struck and then told she'd better suck hard, that she couldn't believe Ben was spending this much time kissing her. All this kissing was making her crazy. It was reminding her of what she could feel, and how it could be when you wanted someone as much as he wanted you. Ben was about as different from Jimmy as anyone could be. He wasn't interested in making anyone cry, then sweet-talking her afterward the way Jimmy used to. And he didn't need any help the way Jimmy always did. By the time Ben pulled her panties off, Jillian was completely weak in the knees. She didn't give a damn about going into the bedroom. She wanted it there. She wanted it now. She no longer had to debate the possibility of being with Ben Fry. This relationship had already happened. She'd walked straight into it, and she wasn't about to start walking away. They made love for as long as they could, right there in the hallway, and then they went to Ben's bed and slept for hours, as though they'd been drugged. As they were falling asleep, Jillian could have sworn she heard Ben say, "Fate," as if they were meant to be together from the start, and every single thing they'd ever done in their lives had been leading to this moment. If you thought that way, you could fall asleep without regret. You could put your whole life in place, with all the sadness and the sorrow, and still feel that at last you had everything you'd ever wanted. In spite of the lousy odds and all the wrong turns, you might actually discover that you were the one who'd won. When Jillian woke, it was evening, and the room was dark, except for something that appeared to be a white cloud poised at the foot of the bed. Jillian wondered if she was dreaming, if perhaps she'd risen out of her body to float above herself and the bed she'd been sharing with Ben Fry. But when she pinched herself, it hurt. This was still her, all right. She ran her hand along Ben's back, just to make certain he was real, too. In fact, he was real enough to startle her. His muscles and his skin and the heat from his sleeping body made her want him all over again. And she felt foolish, like a schoolgirl who doesn't stop to consider any consequences.